And I recapped, had two tires recapped the other day, and there's three of my tires got the same air come out in it. Had awful good luck there. Double Eagle, six pliers, got tubes in them. Never did have any as good luck with tires as have those.
Tubes, huh?
Yeah, I got tubes in them.
You like those better?
Oh, yeah, for a pickup, I believe they're better. They're more sturdy. I think they'll stand up better than a tubeless tire.
I've got a Dodge. I get 30,000 miles out of it. Gee whiz, every time I start it, I got to spend a nickel for something.
Yeah.
Nickel here and nickel there.
Nickel your death, huh?
Yeah. Oh, another thing I wanted to ask you, if something's good, something's just two times as good, you say, well, that's good, but this is just...
just great. It's just wonderful.
Well, how good is it?
Oh, this is, I don't know, you just say it's grand or something.
Well, if it's two times as good.
Well, you'd say twice as good as it ought to be.
Would that be a common expression?
Yes, good. Twice as good as you expected.
And let's see, months now, the first month is...
January.
The second one?
February.
When you skip a month, then you have...
April.
Uh-huh. And after Monday, you have...
May.
Let's see, today is what?
This is the first day of September.
And the day of the week is?
Is Thursday.
Uh-huh. The day after tomorrow is?
Is the third.
Uh-huh, and that is?
That's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we had your cake.
Mm-hmm.
What comes after Monday?
Tuesday.
And then?
Wednesday.
What's before Sunday?
Saturday.
Uh-huh. What do you say in the morning when you meet a friend? Or just when you meet someone, say, out on the street.
Hello, your neighbor. How you doing? Something like that. Mom, she gets tickled at me about being so friendly with people. I go downtown and on Saturday, can't hardly get away to come back and meet so many people you know them and just have the biggest time you ever seen.
Fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, you was talking about my trip to Chicago. There was one old gentleman, a banker in Tulsa, had been for 50 years. He was wanting to go to Tulsa, wanting to go to Chicago, and he was going straight through with no change nowhere, and they allowed him and two young ladies to go in this chartered car we had. I got acquainted with that old man, and he comes over here every little once in a while and stays a week or two at a time, just brings us first one thing and then another. And of course, I don't charge him anything, and I just got acquainted with one of the best friends I ever did have. And I got acquainted with those two ladies on the car, and it's just those three, and there's 13 of us men, and the most of them drank whiskey. And the whiskey was just as free as was that spring you went down there to yesterday. The old boy that furnished that is... every farm at that time, you had to win it in a pasture contest, like I told you.
Uh-huh.
But he appropriated out of his funds around $2,500 or $2,800 every year to send about from 10 to 15 men to Chicago for a week's vacation.
Ooh.
And it is Skelly Oil, Bill Skelly, big oil man. I guess that come off of his income, you know.
Nice place to put it, though.
Yes, it was.
Boy, that was pretty grand.
Grandest trip. They told me I'd won it. I had a whole lot of stock around here then. I said, boys, I can't go to Chicago. I said, I wouldn't know how to act if I went. And the boy says, now you're going to Chicago. We'll take care of them stock. And finally, I made up my mind I was going to go. And I got my clothes and everything, got my suitcases and all fixed up just right. And they come in and picked me up right at the doorstep and brought me back here.
Yeah.
I never was out in that penny while I was gone. Didn't make no difference what you wanted. All you had to do is just tell the man that's with you what you wanted, and he'd just get it for you.